Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. I hope you're having a great start to your week. In this week's episode, we're going to talk about goal setting strategies for the new year with Rihanna S. And of course, I will be sharing my product suggestion, my app suggestion, as well as my repurpose suggestion and my book suggestion for this week. And your question for this week is, have you started setting your 2020 goals? I would love to know. So please, you know, shout out to me on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn if you're following me. And I want to share with you some responses from a previous question I posted to you is, what is the one area you like organized in your home during the holidays? And someone said living room, office, getting there. Spend 5 hours straight on Sunday going through papers. Still have 3 cabinets and 2 containers to go through. That was Rose from Facebook. And then, of course, the living room, said Donna from Facebook. So a fun fact on goalband.co.uk, people with written goals are 50% more likely to achieve than people without goals. All motivational gurus agree that goals should be written down, and unfortunately, 92% of New Year's Eve goals fail by January 15th. So our guest, who is Brianna, is often described as a natural-born motivator by those around her. She holds a strong passion in helping people find their true potential in life and helping them to feel motivated and inspired to achieve anything they put their minds to. As her interest in the mindset and goal-setting field has peaked over the last few years, she has traveled around the world listening to the most successful and knowledgeable people in those areas. She has applied various strategies that she's learned and noticed how her own life has become happier and more fulfilled because of it. She began to notice that she was starting to achieve goals she never thought was possible. With the combination of her passion behind helping people feel motivated and inspired to achieve their goals and her own personal journey as proof, she has become more determined than ever to help as many people as she can do the same. When she couldn't find the right tools and processes to help her set and achieve her own goals, she decided to create them instead. That is why she could help others that way. She could help others as well as herself. This led her to the recent launch of her business, Getty Up Goals. She has received incredible support from people wanting to achieve a range of goals from business to health and fitness, and is excited about the future ahead. And now sit back and listen to Brianna as she shares some strategies on how you can achieve your goals in 2020. Well, listeners, I'm excited because, of course, it's getting near the end of the year, getting excited about a new year. And, of course, some of you have set some goals at the beginning of this year, but then you're also thinking about those goals for the new year, which is why I have Bria here from Getty Up Goals here. And she's just going to share with us some strategies not only we can use now, but we can use in the new year 2020. So, hello, Bria.
Hello.
So before we get into the strategies, I just want you to share with the listeners what made you decide to really help people with goal setting.
Yeah, great question. So it started probably about 2 years ago where I started to become really fascinated with the power of the mind, so also known as mindset, and how this has a direct impact on whether we achieve our goals or not. So I started to become really invested, and I started to attend seminars all around the world, listening to some of the most successful and knowledgeable people on the topic. And I noticed that I took away one major thing from all of these different seminars, and it was that as humans, we were all born to grow, progress, and learn. And we weren't born to ever really stay stagnant. Otherwise, we kind of question our existence and our purpose in life. And I think once we start to question that, I think it evolves into kind of a range of different issues. So I think that once we start to question that, we start to lose motivation, and it starts to constantly play on our minds. So I think that the way we can grow and progress in life is to constantly set goals that push us, set goals that help us learn. They don't need to be massive goals that change the world, just little goals that we always feel like we're growing and moving forward. And as I started to kind of share these learnings and my perception on what I learned through my social media, I had so many responses from people explaining how these sorts of videos had really helped them feel motivated and inspired to achieve their goals. So obviously it was quite heartwarming to hear that it kind of released these feelings and emotions in people, but it also made me realize that people have goals and they want to achieve their goals. They want to grow and learn. They just lack the tools and the support to do it. And it's completely understandable to feel that way, because I think it can be super overwhelming. And I think there's no tools out there to help simplify the goal setting process. So I think the reason behind this is because the term goals can sound really overwhelming, because it's such a broad term. You know, are we talking about what we want to achieve by breakfast tomorrow or in 10 years' time? So I think it's great to have an overall vision, but it's about being able to break it down into bite-sized pieces that are achievable for people. And so that's kind of what really got me started, was seeing how easy, with the right things that we can do and tell ourselves, it can be to feel motivated and inspired. So if we have an action plan for today, we can achieve our goals tomorrow and then in the future. So that was kind of my inspiration to create these products for Giddy Up Goals.
So that's interesting, because one of the questions I have for you is, what are some of the things that we do that kind of prevents us from achieving goals? Because like you said, everybody has goals. Sometimes it could be just for the day, it could be for 10 years, but for some people, they seem to be able to achieve it. Other people, they fall off the wagon or whatever. So what do we do that sometimes prevents us from moving forward?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's specifically different for all of us, but overall there's definitely a few very common things that stop us from achieving our goals. Like I said, I think we all want to achieve our goals, and we all have goals, like you said, Jeanette, even if we don't realize it, even if we don't write them down, or even if we don't necessarily categorize ourselves as someone that sets goals, we all have goals in our heads of where we want to go, who we want to be. And I definitely think the biggest thing is that feeling of overwhelm and not being able to break it down. So we think of a goal so big, which is a great motivator, but without the right tools and simplified process, we can't turn these goals into things that we can achieve today, tomorrow. And the more we think about it, the more overwhelmed we become, because more time has passed, and then we start to feel nervous and anxious every time we think about it, because we haven't done anything about it. And this just turns into a vicious cycle. So I think not being able to simplify and break it down is definitely one massive thing that stops us from achieving our goals. And this ties into the whole planning and reflection process. So because we don't have those tools, we aren't then reflecting and planning. And I know these words don't sound very exciting, but those are what keep us accountable and disciplined and motivated to achieve our goals. So what's stopping people is, not regularly checking in and setting goals, which actually reduces the overwhelm that comes with it. because we can, through this process, we can discover how far we've come and we can set realistic goals for the near future. So I think breaking it down to reduce overwhelm, but also getting, a real big reason and emotion behind it. You know, without this emotion, it makes it easy for us to quit. So if you say something like, tomorrow, if I feel like I'm going to get up at 5 a.m. tomorrow and go to the gym. Now, for somebody who doesn't regularly do this, it's unlikely they're ever going to do it. But if they have a big reason behind, you know, going to the gym, you know, if I don't get up and go to the gym, I'm going to feel lethargic and tired for the whole week. And this is going to affect my weekly goals and my monthly goals. And then I'm not going to, evolve into the person I want to be. So I think not putting enough emotion behind it so that it becomes easy to quit and let yourself down is a big one. They often call that your reason why. So sometimes you need to brainstorm, what's your deeper reason for doing it? What pleasure is it going to bring to you and what pain will it avoid? So I think that's a major one. And also just awareness and acceptance before going into the goal or your goal. So not being blindsided. So being aware of what it's going to look like and accepting that it's going to take sacrifice, discipline, doubts and challenges along the way. So before you start, I think you need to decide what's going to fuel you in those moments so that you don't give up and that you can keep pushing. And then you become really self-aware and you can see how you work best and you can pick up on the triggers along the way so that you can keep progressing towards your goals.
You know, and that's interesting, Brianna, because I was listening to you and one of my goals is always, of course, you know, to be healthier. And I came across a walking group and one of their goals is they asked for us to at least walk 5 times a week for 30 minutes of during those times. And at first it was like, I can't really do that. I mean, because I'm like, how am I going to fit that in my schedule? Like my schedule's that busy that I can't take care of me. But I started doing it. It was like 1 week I might do 2 days, then I worked up to 3 days. And now I'm to the point where I actually walk every day. And my goal is to really do 10,000 steps. Now, sometimes I don't just because of my schedule, but at least I do my 30 minutes. So like you said, sometimes you do get overwhelmed, but then if you just kind of break, you know, really look at the long-term reason why you want to achieve the goal. And for me, it was just being able healthier. Because I see so many people as they get older, they have to depend on canes and walkers and can't walk up and down steps. And I was like, I don't want to be that person. So I like that. I really like that. So so now, you know, Brianna, we're the end of the year where some people are looking at what they haven't achieved, but then also some people are getting a jump start on the new year. And so what are some things that we can do that will really help us like take that goal, whatever it is, and just really move forward with it and cross it off our list?
Yeah. So you're going to love this one, Janet. The number one thing is being organized and planning. So it really does set you up for your week, your month, and essentially your whole life. So I think you need to plan. Goals without a plan is just a dream. So I know that planning can seem daunting because you feel like you don't necessarily know what you're planning for. But that's exactly why I created this product with Giddy Up Goals. So your question was, how can people start today? And the way that they can do that is they can break down their goal going backwards. So if they have a yearly goal, they can break this down into a quarterly goal, which is sometimes referred to as a 90-day plan or sprint. And then they can break this down into a monthly goal, a weekly goal, and then sure enough, it becomes a daily goal. So you discover what you can achieve tomorrow that will actually lead into your future goals. So that planning and being organized is 100% the most important thing. And part of this is the reflection process. So if you're not reflecting, you never come up for air to see how far you've come. And it's often difficult to find a solution for what's holding you back. So I think people definitely underestimate the reflection part because it seems like a chore. But if you do it right, it can actually be a real natural motivator for you. So 100% planning and then reflecting on what you have achieved either that week or that month, and then setting your goals accordingly. And sometimes they might change, and that's fine. That's what life's all about. But it's just about noticing how far you've come and then adjusting depending on your reflection. Other things people can do is set really good habits and set them in their diary to make them a priority. If we lock things in, it becomes harder to say no. So make that your priority and then work your life around that. A really good quote that I love is by a man named Tony Robbins. And he says, if you talk about it, it's a dream. If you envision it, it's real. It's possible. But if you schedule it, it's real. And I really stand by that, because you lock it in your diary and it becomes something that you actually are more likely to achieve and do, rather than just talking about it. And yeah, like I said earlier, just understanding that it's going to take discipline and consistency. So accept that and accept the challenges that are going to come, and just don't be blindsided by that when they arise.
I like that. And actually, as you were talking, Brianna, I decided that one of the things that I don't do that I am going to do, you know, starting today, is I'm going to actually put walking into my schedule. I mean, it's in my mind, you know, but I don't have it like in my schedule. And then also, you know, because you were talking about thinking about everything. And one of the things I have been kind of planning is, because, you know, we're going through a seasonal change here, so it's going to get colder. So I have, you know, my outer gear so I can walk, but really like thinking of all the things, like I got my hat, I need my gloves, and I definitely need a good pair of, you know, boots or whatever, depending on the weather. So yeah, I really, really liked it. So Brianna, and all that you do for your clients, and then I know you're coming out with some great products. How do you manage it all? Like, how do you manage your personal life, your business life, to achieve all that you want to do?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think what I've realized is that in life, we set the standards that we live up to. So I think that whatever we aren't changing, we really are choosing and accepting for ourselves. So I think I've made the decision to hold myself to a high standard and not accept things that I wouldn't accept, you know, to not accept things that the person who I want to be and evolve into wouldn't accept. So I think once we set a standard, we don't settle for anything less. So I definitely set goals in different areas of my life and making sure that I reflect on them regularly. And yes, of course, sometimes it's hard to balance various goals, and sometimes one goal or one area of your life is going to take more priority over another thing. But I think being aware of that and having awareness is just is a big part of that. And recognizing when you are a little bit out of balance, and reflecting so that you can see how you can move forward. So I think, yeah, set the standard that you want that you want to live up to, and you just notice how your whole life kind of evolves around that, and you no longer accept, you know, not achieving your goals. So that's definitely a big one for me. So yeah, the way I stay on track is, I think a really important thing is to find a few role models who have the type of lifestyle that you look up to, or you know, they're able to give the way you want to give when you achieve your goals and whatnot. So they might not necessarily achieve exactly what I set out to, but they are surrounded by the types of people I want to be, and they have the chance to impact people's lives. So I think looking up to that really helps as well. And figuring out what they do in their everyday life. So what are their habits? A big one for me is, I know that I'd like to exercise 5 days a week for a few reasons. So it's just finding what you think you need to do and then making that a non-negotiable, so making that a priority. That comes with being quite sure of the person that you want to be, and knowing that you might want to achieve some crazy dreams and get through various challenges and growing pains in the process, but being sure of that, so it's easier to keep the faith and work towards your overall vision. Another one would be, I'm constantly working on my mindset. So they say that fear never goes away, no matter what you achieve. And I know the goals that I want to achieve are going to get more and more ambitious. So the more I focus on my mindset, I believe the easier it'll become in the future. This can just be like an awareness thing. So recognizing how you, you know, may have reacted or perceived a situation, and then next time trying to just work on that and act in a way that you want to act in a way that the person you want to be would act. So I think mindset is a major contributor, and just being aware of it and trying to work on it where you can. Getting emotion behind your why. I constantly have my goals written up on my wall, and this was a massive reason why I created the Giddy Up Goals products that we've just released, because I didn't have something inspirational and motivational to look up to. So now that I have that, I always know what I'm working towards. I always know what my goal is. I know what's pushing me, and I'm always staying accountable because it's always up on my wall. So yeah, and planning and reflecting, which is another part of the Giddy Up Goals products. So they would 100% be the major things, and they all tie in, because once you plan and you reflect, you understand the discipline and the consistency it's going to take to achieve your goals. So I'd say that would be the main things, is, you know, set your standards, set your life, and everything else kind of works in between.
And that's good, Brianna, because like you, I do have like my goals just surrounding me. Like I have a board, my whiteboard, then I've got my huge post-its with things, and you know, that's my business stuff. But then I also have personal things that I want to achieve. And some, you really need that. You need that focus, like to look at stuff like, okay, what do I need to be doing? So thank you so much for sharing. So Brianna, how can people get in contact with you, get your products, work with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So if they're interested in Giddy Up Goals, we have a Instagram under that name. We also have a website people can look through, and our email address for anything Giddy Up Goals related is on our website. Exciting news, we're looking to branch out into America as soon as we can. So stay tuned. If you follow us on Instagram, as soon as we're live, we'll let you know. Otherwise, if you want to get in contact with me personally, you can through my Instagram page. Otherwise, you can email me at brianna.sorgiovanni@gmail.com.
And listeners, of course, with all my guests, I will have a direct link to their website so you can connect with them directly. And Brianna, please keep us posted when you come, you know, start branching out into US. That's absolutely exciting. So thank you so much for being a guest today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So was that a great segment with some strategies or what? So which one of those strategies are you going to use this year or in the new year to accomplish your goals? So now I want to move on to my Taylor's Tip time. And I'm going to piggyback off of some things that was already said in this segment. Number one, you want to decide what you want to accomplish. Do you want to set up a home office? Do you want to organize a garage? Do you want to organize a closet? Number two, you want to write whatever it is down. So whether you use a post-it, whether you use a journal, whether you use a composition book, whatever, or even your tablet. Number three, list whatever the steps you need to accomplish that goal. So maybe you decided to organize your closet. Well, first thing, you got to get rid of the clothes you're not wearing or using. Maybe get rid of some broken hangers, etc. Schedule time in your calendar to get it done. So whenever you have it, whether it's a Saturday afternoon or a Monday evening, but put that time in your calendar. And the last thing is, you definitely want to pat yourself back on the back, as well as continue to inspire and motivate yourself to get it done. So number one, decide what you want to accomplish. Number two, write it down. Number three, list the steps needed to complete the goal. Number four, schedule time in your calendar with dates and times. And number five, pat yourself on the back. Well, for those of you who are listening who feel, you know what, Janet, all this sounds great, but I need some kind of motivation. I need somebody encouraging me and pushing me. Well, there's two ways. The first way is with my Facebook group. As a small community of women, we encourage each other. Recently, we did a Facebook Live where one of the members showed her pantry and she wanted to really get it organized because she's got a lot of people coming over for Thanksgiving. So she wants to get that kitchen organized, but that pantry was something she really wanted to tackle and felt overwhelmed. So she showed me pictures. Then we got on Facebook Live and we were going to do a live where I shared with her strategies on how to get it done. Unfortunately, technical issues came about. So we both jumped on FaceTime because I had an iPhone. She has an iPhone. I wanted to see the cabinet in real time. And she took me from top to bottom, made sure I saw all the nooks and crannies. And I had already, because of the pictures, developed a strategy, but I just wanted to see it. And one thing she thought she was going to do was take everything out. And I said, no, I need to see how everything is laid out right now, because I want to work with how you think and how you function. And by doing that, I was able to give her strategies that she can implement. You know, not taking everything out all at once, working on a shelf at a time, categorizing items together. And that way, and also categorizing items, so one, it will be functional, things will be accessible, and she can maintain. So that's one of the benefits you get from joining the group. It's a $1 introductory fee just to see what if you like it for the first 30 days. And if you do, then it's $7 a month to have access to me, where I can help you organize basically every area of your home and your life. So go to my website and check out the Get My Life Totally Organized group and see if it's something for you. Then the other way is through virtual sessions one-on-one. I had a virtual client recently and she was excited. She's like, Janet, I tackled the kitchen and I tackled another area and I did this, but every time I go to this one room, I can't seem to get it started. I get overwhelmed and I have the time to do it, but I don't think I can do this alone. And knowing what she's already accomplished, but also looking at the pictures, because she sent me pictures, not videos, I said, what you need to do is you think you need to go in there and you need to just completely organize the space. But what you need to do first is figure out what's in the space, figure out what you need to keep and what you need to get rid of. So the first task I have for you is to go in there and just sort. Don't make any decisions unless you absolutely feel like you want to get rid of something, but just sort. Get all those empty bins that are around your house. Have one for the bathroom, one for bedroom stuff, one for reading material, one for paperwork, and one for clothes, and just start sorting. And that's all. Put on some music, put on your favorite show, and just sort. Then once things are already sorted and all categorized, it makes it easier because you're dealing with one type of category. For example, you can go through clothes and like, I haven't worn that. That's my favorite. Boom, like that. Or bathroom items. You might come across a lot of bathroom items that, yeah, at one point you liked, but then you realize you had allergies or you just didn't like it. So those are some of the things I work with people on the virtual level. So go to my website and sign up for a free 15-minute consultation so I can help you on your journey to living that organized life. Well, I want to thank you for your likes, your retweets, for your comments. Please continue. Please follow me on Pinterest and check out my boards. I have a board about time management, a board about goal setting, and a board about organized living. So check them out to get some inspiration, some tips, and some strategies. Well, this week's Toss It Tuesday tip is, if you have receipts that have faded and you can look at them and you don't even remember what you bought or where you bought it from, it's time to let it go because you can't really use them, especially for tax purposes if you're thinking about getting, you know, using it as a reimbursement. So toss those, get them out of your tote, get them out of your wallet, get them out your handbag. So my app suggestion for this week is organize your life. It's a productivity app, and it has all the tools you need to build a routine of positive life-changing habits. So if you go to my Pinterest page and you see the board, apps that will help you stay organized, you'll be able to click a link and check it out for yourself. My product suggestion is a wall mount jewelry organizer, because now is the time, it's the year where we are going from one party to the next. But also, it's nice to have our jewelry organized because then that's less time we have to spend in the morning trying to accessorize our outfits. So, of course, there's going to be a link on the show page where you can click the link and go to it directly. And then I also want to add that for all purchases from now until, it's not just for this season, 10% of those purchases will be going to a nonprofit. And in future episodes, I'm going to share with you what those nonprofits are. And then my repurpose is a cookie sheet. You can use a cookie sheet for so many different things. You can use a cookie sheet for a memo tray or a boot tray. And I'm going to be sharing with you because I came across an old cookie sheet when I was going through my kitchen. So at some point in the future, you're going to see me post about that project. And my book selection for this week is Eat the Frog: Great Ways to Stop Procrastination and Get Things Done in Less Time by Brian Tracy. Again, Eat the Frog: Great Ways to Stop Procrastination and Get Things Done in Less Time. It's basically taking things bit by bit, not looking at the whole, but bit by bit. My quote for this week is, a goal without a plan is just a wish. A goal without a plan is just a wish. So I thank you for listening. Be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and of course on your social media network. And please visit my website at janetmtaylor.com. Until next time, have a clutter-free day. And most of all, have an organized week.
Organization is the quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.